So this webinar is occurring on the 6th of November. The time now, UTC, is 16:05. Can I thank very much the participants for tuning in? And this whole event will be recorded, including any questions that you choose to pose later on. If you would like to raise a question, you will see at the top of your screen there is someone with their hand up. If you just click there, it says raise hand. Click on that option and I will see your hand being raised, and then at the appropriate time you can ask your question. I'll gladly answer it. So the purpose of this webinar is to discuss the transition proposal that is currently ongoing with respect to the IANA function. Second slide, please. So who am I? I have the privilege of being CEO of a company called Community DNS, which is an Anycast provider operating in 50-something countries. And also, for about 18 years, I have had the honor of serving as CC manager for a number of CCTLDs, specifically .io, .ac, and .sh. And we deliver back-end registry services to 11 now, CCTLDs. I have the privilege of serving as one of the five CCTLD members of this cross-community working group, and I will go into more detail about that group later on. The purpose of the webinar is to explain the transition of the IANA stewardship from the NTIA, which is a department of the US government, to the global community. The presentation will form two parts. The first part is to look into and explain the process that is ongoing for the transition. And the second part of the presentation relates to the survey that is being prepared and is publicly available for all CCTLDs to participate in. And that will be the basis under which we will draft the proposals going forward as part of the transition. The survey is made by the five CCTLD members of the Cross-Community Working Group in cooperation with the regional organizations, AFTLD, APTLD, Latin American TLD, and CENTA. We welcome your opinions, whatever views you have, and if you have supplementary views that are not covered in the questions, then please use the text boxes at the end of the questionnaire to make sure that we are aware of your opinion and so we can take it into account. Next slide, please. So what is the purpose of this whole initiative? The US government, as I've mentioned, have indicated on the 14th of March this year that they would transition their supervisory role of the IANA function to the global internet community. The IANA comprises of a number of different aspects. Domain names, we are all as registry managers familiar with the work of the IANA in the domain name area, but also, and root zone management, but also IP addresses and protocols integrating and servicing the IETF, for example. It is proposed that the US government's role be transitioned to the global internet community, and the NTIA have asked for proposals that they can consider. And it is an opportunity for the global internet community to stand up and facilitate the transition, but also the stewardship role. But it is a may. It is not a certainty that transition will occur, which is why it's very important that, one, we solicit the comments from the respective communities, but also that there is consensus among the groups. Next slide, please. So NTIA have outlined what they want the proposal to contain, the key elements of the proposal, which are to support and enhance a multi-stakeholder model, maintain the security, stability, and resiliency of the Internet's DNS system, meet the needs and expectations of the global customers and partners of IANA services, and maintain the openness of the Internet. Next slide, please. So how were we selected as representatives of the CC community on the Cross-Community Working Group? On the 8th of September, there was a call for volunteers to participate in the group, whose function is to develop IANA stewardship transition proposals as it relates to the naming community. We are not getting involved in the IP addresses element, nor are we getting involved in the IETF protocols element. 9 candidates applied, and the CCNSO Council selected the five chosen candidates. We have 3 CCNSO members, Eric Vika and Stefan Johnson, and we also have 2 non-CCNSO members, Lisa and myself. Next slide, please. So what is the Cross-Community Working Group? The Cross-Community Working Group comprises GTLDs, the multi-stakeholder family, as it were, which includes the GAC and the at-large and the like. And the purpose of the Cross-Community Working Group is, as I've mentioned, to develop the transition proposal for the names-related functions. The charter, the link for it is on the bottom of slide 6, just in front of us, is very prescriptive as to what is expected from the Cross-Community Working Group. Currently, the Cross-Community Working Group consists of 103 people. It is open to anyone, and if you are interested in this area, please become involved. You are very welcome. Predominantly, the discussions take place on mailing lists, and occasionally there are telephone conferences. We've just had one, for example, earlier today on one of the subgroups, Group 3. So we have 19 members of the Cross-Community Working Group, and therefore 84 participants. That number is growing at the moment. There are 2 vice chairs, one from the GTLD community, Jonathan Robinson, and Lisa Furth, who is Chief Operating Officer of the .dk, the CC for Denmark, who is also a vice chair. She is from the CCTLD community. The CCTLD members of the working group should consult with CC managers, which is the purpose of our survey, and identify the themes and draft the requirements documents for inclusion in the transition proposal, which is why this survey is critical for us as a group of 5 to help us in formulating what it is you would like from the proposal. Slide 7, please. So we have been asked to basically have a number of sections within our proposal. The first section is description of the community's use of the IANA functions. The second section are the existing pre-transitional arrangements broken down into 2 subsets of policy sources and the oversight and accountability mechanisms of the existing mechanisms. Then the third section, which is the key section in my opinion, is to specify what is proposed following transition, if transition occurs, relating to the oversight and accountability arrangements. The fourth section are the transition implications. The fifth section is to make sure that the proposal we draft meets the requirements of the NTIA, and the sixth section outlines the process that we as the CWG have undertaken to consult with the community. Slide 8, please. So To assist us as the group of five, invite your comments and to make sure it's manageable, bearing in mind the time frame for us to draft our report is very tight. We have to basically come forward with formal proposals by the 1st of December for discussion by the community in the hope that everything can be completed early in January. So we have made the survey available in multiple languages, English, Spanish, French, Russian, Chinese, and in addition to that, we have Arabic coming online. It is up and I think is being circulated to the Arabic-speaking communities today or possibly tomorrow. And we have Korean coming online as well. So we are trying to incorporate as many languages as possible to make sure this process is as inclusive as possible. We are also conducting a number of webinars. This is the fourth webinar to be conducted. We had one for the center region. We have had one for the APTLD region. We've had one for the Latin American region, which was conducted in Spanish. We're having this meeting now, and we have one further one happening on Tuesday next week for the African region. Slide 9, please. So, as mentioned, we really welcome your input, and that will help guide what our submission to the cross-community working group. Based on your answers, we will present a formal response to the group, and that draft will then be submitted to the coordination group, who will submit it directly to ICANN. The board of ICANN will not have cause nor the authority to approve the proposal. So it is coming very much from the community and the representatives on the cross-community working group. Only representatives of the cross-community working group will be voting on the proposal. And again, it is vital that the CC voice is heard. The GTLD community is very organized and very used to working in the ICANN arena. The CCTLD community is missing to a large degree a number of active participants to help have our voice heard. During the call today, it was proposed that we create a sub-subgroup to work on item 3, which is the key element going forward, and you are warmly invited to participate in the sub-subgroup for the CCTLD community to make sure that the documents that we put forward address your concerns with respect to I'm just looking for the actual wording, which is the proposed post-transition oversight and accountability arrangements. Slide 10, please. So as mentioned, the survey will be the next part of this presentation. I will go through the questions of the survey. The point of going through the survey is not to try and sway your opinions in any way, and please forgive me if when I'm speaking on specific topics, you try and surmise I'm trying to direct you in a particular direction. That is not the case. The purpose of the second part of this presentation is just to run through the questions to help clarify any confusion that is there. So we first announced the existence of the survey on the 20th of October, and that was circulated to all CCTLD managers. The closing date of the survey is happening on the 12th of November, which is Wednesday of next week. Again, apologies for the short timeline. It's just we've been under phenomenal pressure. There is going to be a face-to-face meeting of the cross-community working group in Frankfurt on the 19th and 20th of this month, November, and the intent is that we have received your comments, been able to formulate, identify the various avenues, the various proposals, and draft those up for presentation and discussion amongst the colleagues. So next, we are going to go through the presentation. There is a link there, that's the English link. Final slide, please, Bart. Now, should you wish to contact us, you have my email address, and you're very welcome to make contact at any time with me to clarify any issue that subsequently you think of. I welcome your emails most heartily. So now we're going to look at the... Okay. So here are our email addresses. That's fine. So here are our email addresses. You may have seen my email address coming up on the mailing list, icbcouk, paul.kane@icbcouk, also works for me, which should you wish to communicate with one of the other representatives, the mailing, their email addresses are on slide 11. So thank you very much. If we could proceed to the survey now, Bart. Thank you very much. So on your slide now, you will see the wording in English of the survey, and my intent, as mentioned, is to run through very briefly at a high level the questions, and then at the end, if you have any questions you would like to ask on the first part of the presentation or on the survey part of the presentation, please raise your hand using the little button at the top of the screen, and I will see that from my console. So the opening remarks are just describing the purpose of the survey, and the element to take away from the opening remarks is the closing date. Namely, that's Wednesday, the 12th of November, UTC. The first three questions are mandatory: your name, your email address, and number three is which CCTLD are you responding for? Should you operate multiple CCs that would answer in the same way, then you may list those in item three as well, question three as well. Should you seek to answer in a different way for one of the CCs you're responsible for whatever reason, it may be the contractual relationship you have are different, then please complete a fresh survey for that TLD you're responding for. So question four is a high-level question, is who should fundamentally operate the IANA function? Should it be operated with an integrated department of ICANN? Should it be operated as an independent department within ICANN, and that's deemed to be functional separation? Should it be a separate organization from ICANN with its own directors, effectively a separate legal entity? That is deemed to be structural separation. And if you have another idea as to how you would like to see the IANA functions delivered to you, please specify those there. The next section, section five, are basically yes, no, and no opinion answers. 5.1 relates to the accountability, and in fact, five relates to accountability, and 5.1 asks if there should be oversight mechanisms to replace the transactional oversight provided by NTIA. So currently, every time there is a change of data, predominantly root zone data, could be DS record data, DNSSEC data, that change needs the permission of NTIA. And what NTIA are doing is checking that the processes that have been prescribed have been followed by the IANA staff. So the first question, 5.1, relates to who, in your mind, should be accountable or should oversee the transactional activities of IANA. Should there be a need for an external party? So if you want to have an external party, then the answer is yes. If you do not want there to be an external party to ICANN oversee it, the answer is no. And if you don't have an opinion, then please check that box. The second part of question 5, 5.2, is respects the contractual oversight. So IANA has a contract with the US government, and it is proposed that that contract with the US government goes away. And the question here is there a need for an external oversight mechanism, external to ICANN oversight mechanism, to replace the contractual oversight? This fundamentally allows the party who is doing the overseeing to determine if ICANN has failed to deliver a quality service to the IANA community, and potentially that organization, that oversight body, could reassign the contract to another party. So question 6, this really follows on from question 5. Who should be responsible for the oversight mechanism, if indeed you feel that an oversight mechanism is appropriate? And who should represent the CCTLD interests on such an oversight mechanism? So the answers here are CCNSO, ICANN, the regional organizations, the individual CCTLDs, or indeed you may have another suggestion, so please specify it there. The question 8 is related to the policy-making functions. Should those be separate from the IANA functions, which are predominantly technical in nature? So the answers there can be yes, no, or no opinion. Question 9 is, who is the ultimate authority for entries in the IANA database? Is it the TLD manager? Is it ICANN, IANA, or indeed, if you have another suggestion, other? So there it is, who is responsible for making changes in the IANA database, and the ultimate authority. Question 10, if the IANA does not perform well or abuses its position, should the affected CCTLDs have the opportunity to an independent and binding appeals process? The answers being either yes, no, or no opinion. Currently, question 11 is trying to ascertain how you feel about CCTLDs and GTLDs being considered as a single group. Do you think should that continue? Should there be a separation? So should, if you form the opinion that we are all in the naming community and we are very similar and have similar interests, so they're effectively GTLDs and CCTLDs should be considered a single group. The answer is yes. If you believe they should be independent groups, the answer is no. And I believe you have the option of no opinion as well, but it's either yes, no, or no opinion. Who do you believe is the most appropriate forum for developing the technical standards for the IANA functions? Is that IETF, IANA, ICANN, CCNSO, or other? If you have any ideas, please specify those there. Question 13, should there be a fully automated end-to-end IANA database update function with appropriate technical safeguards with no intervention by IANA staff for those CCTLDs that want it? The answers can be yes, no, or no opinion. And we've broken those down into subsets. So a fully automated mechanism for changing name servers associated with a CCTLD. Should a CC manager be able to do that? As mentioned, the answers can be yes, no, or no opinion. For changing the admin or the technical contacts, again, The options are yes, no, or no opinion. For any other administrative tasks, such as specifying who is named servers and the like, the answer, should you wish to have a fully automated end-to-end system, the answer would be yes. If you think no, you specify that. If you have no opinion, specify that. And finally, for changing the sponsoring organization or registry operator for recording a change in the IANA, should that also be automated? And then the final, three questions, 14, 15, and 16, basically are free texts. So you can specify anything you wish. The 14 says what mechanisms or process arrangements must be included in the final proposal. 15 says which mechanisms, processes, arrangements should not be included. And if you have any other comments, if this survey has omitted something that you think is very important that should be included in a transition proposal, please specify it in in question 16. So that concludes my run through of the process and also the survey. And if you have any questions, you may contact any of us via email. But if you have any questions now, please use the little button at the top of the screen, raise your hand, and that should, in theory, also turn on your microphone. So any questions, please feel free to ask them. I don't see any questions, and I'll leave it open for a little longer, but I'm hoping I covered everything so clearly that you now know how to complete the survey and you'll gladly get on and do it. So that would be fantastic. So I'll just leave it open. Yes, Young Lee, please.
Yes,
I can't hear you. There we are. Brilliant. Yes, it's working. I can hear you perfectly. Thank you.
Okay. Great. My just a brief question about question number 13. So when you say end-to-end IANA database update function, that would include 13.1.2.3.4.
That is correct. Yes. What we've done is we've broken it down into subsets. So there could be you don't want to have automation on certain functions, but you do on others. It just enables you to specify your choices.
Okay. One more question. When you talk about the integrated function, that was the first question. Integration of IANA within ICANN versus...
Yes, question four. Yes, question four, yes.
Could you kind of explain how number one would be different from number two? Option number one.
Right. So, so I explain what I think the question is, and then I can answer it. So, the question, as I understand it, is to explain question four, which I'll just read the question. The IANA function is currently operated by ICANN under contract from the U.S. government. In future, should the IANA function be operated as an integrated department within ICANN, as a separate independent department within ICANN, so that's functional separation, or as a separate organization from ICANN with its own directors. Now, to be specific, what is the difference between an integrated department within ICANN and a separate independent department within ICANN? In other words, functional separation. When the IANA was originally assigned to ICANN, it was intended that the IANA was a separate department, firewalled from the normal ICANN operation. As time has gone on, in other words, it had its own budget, own staff, own IT department, and was completely separate from ICANN, day-to-day operation. As time has gone on, the separation has become a little blurred. There are some in the community that are arguing, in order to ensure that that blurring doesn't reoccur post-transition, that it can only be achieved by structural separation. In other words, creating a separate legal entity, possibly in a separate legal jurisdiction, for the IANA function. In my personal opinion, that is somewhat extreme for something that can be operated by ICANN, provided the parameters are well known, such as it does once again have its own budget. It is firewalled from general ICANN operation. It's not necessary to go as far as having a separate legal entity, primarily because we need to keep as much as possible the status quo, making sure the system remains stable, robust, and efficient, as it is today, is a key element in the interests of most CCTLDs. Changing it to a fully separated body, a separate legal entity, could bring a number of significant challenges, and it may be a step too far. But it may be something that you would like to see, and so we need to be able to record that as a potential approach. And it will be a consensus-driven approach with regard to what goes in the final documentation. And it could be there are multiple proposals that come from the CC world to address the concerns. So in summary, it is either having a firewalled in separate department within existing ICANN, or it's just having it operate within ICANN staff, using ICANN general budget rather than dedicated budget, or it's a separate organization, and that's the reason. Or you might have another idea, and all ideas are welcome.
Well, you've basically explained what I wanted to know, because we were discussing this, and we weren't really sure why you were just describing IANA as an integrated department within ICANN currently, because that we didn't think that that was the case. But you had explained it. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you. Any other questions, please? Bart, do you want to say anything in wrapping up?
No, just finally say this presentation will be is recorded and will be posted and announced on the CCNSL website, and probably will also provide a link to the regional organization, so this one will be available for everybody. So the combined audio and PowerPoint slides, etc. That's all. You can close it, Paul.
Well, can I thank you all for attending, do please participate in the survey. As I've mentioned, the survey will close on Wednesday of next week, which is the 12th of November, and thank you all very much for participating. This meeting is now closed at 16:40. Many thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.